Sure, after. Can you all hear me? Okay. After that, sure. I look at all these graduates in front of me, and I think this is exactly what this government is about. It's about creating hope. It's about changing people's lives. And it's about knowing that when you go back into your communities, you can ultimately give back so that we can all build a province, a community, and ultimately a country that we all dream of. So thank you very much for everyone that has made today possible. I think, yeah, it's been very emotional, with lots of highs, lots of lows. And when I say lows, I speak about the year that we've just endured. It was a tough year. So thank you very much. But let me get back to my speech, because today is also the launch of the festive season in the Western Cape. So just for the record, I think it's important that I put on record the plans of this provincial government and the team. Program Director, my Cabinet colleague, Minister Ivan Meyer, Overstrand Deputy Mayor, Member of the Standing Committee, Member Maseko, Chairperson of Santaco, Mr. Hermanus, H.O.D. Gooch, CFO Smith, Acting DDG Ms. Ribbenau, Acting Chief Director Payne, Head of the College, Senior Government Officials, Traffic Officers, Honoured Guests, Ladies and Gentlemen. The Western Cape is expecting a huge influx of motorists in and out of the province during this festive season. This is good news for the tourism economy, as we are pushing our priorities as a government of jobs, safety and well-being. We had to deal with difficult situations over the past 2 years while the country was struggling with a pandemic that affected the movement of people and their livelihoods. We dealt with situations that were beyond our control, such as the closing of schools and industries, which had a negative effect or impact on traffic volumes. But ladies and gentlemen, we are on a mission to radically reduce road harms this festive season. But in order to succeed, we need your help. We also need enough boots on the ground to enforce the law and help make our roads safer. I would like to take this opportunity, Program Director, to commend the Directorate Traffic Training and Development on the continuous and outstanding training achievements for the year 2022. The Jean Lode Traffic College has successfully trained 99 students, provincial and municipal traffic officers, who you have seen graduated today. These traffic officers will be deployed at various provincial traffic centres and municipalities across the Western Cape, starting from Monday and Tuesday next week. So geen vakansie nie. The new graduates will add to the workforce at various provincial traffic centres, 85 across the province, including 8, including 3 at Overstrand, 4 at Swartland, and 7 at Stellenbosch municipalities. These new officers will be arriving at centres operationally ready to further our objectives, with a strong focus on embracing technologies. These officers have been through a demanding year-long accredited training course to complete the required further education and training certificate road traffic law enforcement course. And I'd like to personally congratulate all of you and thank you in advance for the sacrifices you will be making, saving lives and making our roads safer, while others will be enjoying family time during this festive season. Program Director, but despite all the challenges our law enforcement officers have throughout the year adopted a 365-day approach to road safety, and will continue during the festive season to provide intensive structured traffic law enforcement and road safety interventions with a view to positively influencing all road users and to demonstrate improved behaviour while using our road network to commute within the Western Cape and beyond. Ladies and gentlemen, the past 2 years will always be remembered for the impact of the coronavirus. However, it has not been entirely negative, and moving forward, we will be using some of the lessons learned and changing the way we do certain things. We will be enhancing the habitual traffic transgressor program, supporting drunk driving operations, educationally utilizing the Sky Banner campaign, enhancing communication strategies through mobile roadside billboards, and boosting social media coverage of integrated operations across the province through the Safely Home program. Extensive use of all available data and information sources played a critical role when we compiled our detailed, integrated, tactical plan for this festive season, which aligns to critical periods, and it is divided into four phases, namely the industry and school closure, which started on the 9th of December and will be enhanced on the 15th of December, majority of movement in and out of our province, local and daily movement, majority of movement in and out of our province when we return after the festive season. But ladies and gentlemen, our primary focus this festive season remains the maintenance and the regulation of safe and responsible road user behavior through the following approach. 365-day approach towards road safety in the province, effective quarterly tactical planning and implementation, good collaboration between internal and external role players, monitoring and evaluation, and continuous reviewing of methodologies to adapt to the business needs. Our key operational focus for this season will include alcohol enforcement, speed enforcement, driver and vehicle fitness, public transport, fatigue management, moving violation enforcement. We will also be focusing on our educational areas, which will include pedestrian awareness, freight awareness, motorcycle awareness, driver and passenger awareness, and the vulnerable road user awareness. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to in conclusion, just take a moment to acknowledge the enormous work that has gone in for today, but also the last 365 days for every provincial traffic officer that is working on our roads throughout the festive season and have been the last 365 days. Not all of them can be here today, but I want the traffic or the chiefs at the various traffic centres to please convey my deepest appreciation for the work that every single member of the team is doing and will be doing for the next during this festive season. I think very often we forget to acknowledge those men and women who literally sacrifice their family time in order to ensure that our roads are kept safe. So thank you, baie dankie, inkosi kakhulu. Thank you.
Thank you, Provincial Minister Michel.